This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sounds like we got to change our next guest's introduction because it said The Athletic. He's no longer there. He's with ESPN. We're now joined by ESPN's own, Nate Taylor. Nate, how are you doing this offseason so far? I guess preseason.
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm doing just fine, man. It's our you know, what, second to last day in St. Joe's?
Hard to believe that, isn't it? Or is it easy to believe that since you've been there every day?
We don't complain, but it does go by fast.
Well, Chris Jones is walking down the hill this morning going, one more day, bros.
One more day, baby. One more day.
Did you get an ice cream Snickers yesterday from Tamba?
So we did dap up. We did hug. And I said, no, thank you. Just give them to the kids. But he did offer me one. Okay. And I was just like, well, I mean, I'm not asking to eat an ice cream, and, you know, Snickers ice cream bar was not on my menu before 10 a.m. But no. Go give it to the little kids. So,
yeah.
But it was great to see him yesterday.
What has been, as we wrap up camp and get ready for an exciting 9 p.m. Central Time start on Friday night to a preseason exhibition game? Not that I'm, you know. What's the number one thing that you're going to walk away from training camp going, okay, I got this. This is the number one story coming out of this camp.
Oh, this is a great setup, Mr. Fesco. I'm writing about it today.
Nice.
I don't want to give away too much, but it involves someone who wears the number 15 jersey.
Oh, okay.
So there's been a number of storylines. So we'll briefly go through them. Josh Simmons, been excellent. Everything you could have asked and hoped for, you know, from the top rookie coming, you know, back from a knee injury. I think Tyquan Thornton has a very good chance to make the team just because he's been a standout performer. He's probably one of the more consistent performers of guys who was actually competing for a roster spot. I think on defense, you're still noticing sort of the growth that Jaden Hicks can have in the back end. It's nice to have, you know, a healthy, and think about this, fellas, a healthy and motivated Chris Jones, George Karloftis, Mike Dana, and Charles Omenihu. You know, it's unfortunate that the team has had injuries with Drew Tranquil and Hollywood Brown, and obviously we're still waiting on, you know, whatever the suspension will be for Rasheed Rice. And oh, by the way, that 15 guys were real good. I mean, stupendously good. This training camp, I think as we get forward more and more into the season, you might, at least for me, you might look back, because again, like you guys said, I've been here every day, you might look back and say, oh yeah, that's right. That guy's the best person I've ever seen throw a football, and he's had a marvelous training camp. And so that's mostly what I'm writing about today, for, you know, just a little website called ESPN.com with hopefully plenty of fascinating details. But I think for the most part, this team is still motivated. They've had some grueling practices, and it just so happens that the greatest person who's thrown a football is still very much very good at the job.
So, Nate, I want to ask you this because I'm kind of torn between which one I should, like, calm down a little bit more. The hype train of Josh Simmons and where he can be at left tackle because he played 12 snaps, looked pretty damn good in that first preseason game, or the fact that I hear Mahomes say that he wants to get back to the roots of Patrick Mahomes, which is the, you know, dagger plays, the, oh, my God, there it is. Instead of F it, Tyreek's down there, it's Xavier Worthy's down there, because I've heard, you know, the main stories from camp is that Josh Simmons won it on day one and that Xavier Worthy's route running looks to be more superior than it was last year as a rookie, which is insane to me to hear that, because I think when you add that to what we saw Tyreek do from when Tyreek was first in the league, it was just run down the field, I'll throw it, just make sure you catch it. And then he developed that route running skill, and it was like, good luck. So is the hype train on Josh Simmons need to be calmed down a little bit, or does the I want to see Mahomes be that Mahomes of 2019 to 22 again need to calm down?
Yeah, I get the sense that you shouldn't stop the hype train. Like, that, like, let's all have fun. Like, there's no need to bring reality to this or anything like that. So I think for Josh Simmons, again, this has gone better than anybody could have expected. So you just say, hey, let's see how far this goes. When it comes to Mahomes, I do get the sense that, you know, you go through these like mini tours, right? Where it's like, hey, how much of this year reminds you of this, or how much of this circumstance relevant to this circumstance? I do get the sense that, I mean, is it possible he could have a 2022 season? Sure. He just needs to be protected, right? And that obviously includes Josh Simmons. But I also find it to be really, really interesting that Patrick has now entered a place where, yes, he's still athletic enough. I know he's going to turn 30 in September. Still got an incredibly gifted right arm. How much can he blend what he went through last year in terms of executing still at a high level in the fourth quarter, but then, like you were saying, Dusty, like finding ways to make explosive plays, memorable plays, like drop your jaw type plays that he did in 2022. If he can combine those two, the Chiefs are probably going to get the one seed, and who knows, probably going to go back to the Super Bowl, and then we'll see who they match up with, whether it's a rematch against the Eagles or you know, whoever else is coming out of the NFC. I know Patrick does not forget things. He does not forget stuff. So he'll use it to his motivation, but I also know that he might use a lot of the experience he had last year to sort of get back to his essence, right? To get back to his true play style. And if that occurs, it's because he's gotten a ton of protection that's better than it was last year. And he has, you know, more viable options around him. Even if Rasheed is suspended for, what, 4 to 6 games, you want that guy to come back, you know, midway through the season and get in his stride to make the offense even more explosive or more dynamic. I think Patrick also knows, too, that, like, hey, like, there's no guarantee that Travis is coming back in 2026. So if you want to have a magical season together, you know, this is their best chance to do something that they kind of struggled through throughout the parts of the regular season.
Nate Taylor of ESPN with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And you mentioned, you know, getting that protection up front. How was Kingsley the other night? Some people say he was okay. Some people say he stunk. What's the consensus about Kingsley at left guard?
Man, the Chiefs offensive line is under such a spotlight.
Yeah.
Because I just want to remind people that, like, you know, it's the NFL. Everybody gets beat. It is the first preseason game. It is his first, you know, position switch, you know, because last year it was like week 18 and that's fine. But like, they've had the whole offseason, whole training camp to get ready for this. You know, I think from a communication standpoint, it's him and Josh Simmons trying to figure things out. It's one preseason game, guys. It's one bad snap. We need to see more, which will be the beauty of Friday's game against the Seahawks. But at the same time, I watched several offensive linemen struggle in week one of the preseason. So it's not as bad as you think. But Kingsley clearly has talent. He has talent that the Chiefs are trying to find value in. And so this is the best possible chance he has. And yet you still have a better you know, insurance plan with Jalen Moore if you want to move him to guard.
Nate, what do you want to see? Last question here for you, because I know you're a busy guy on St. Joe, but what's one thing that you're going to really dive into with this game against Seattle?
It's a great question. I would say, look, I want to see, in terms of the roster, right? Like, let's think about this clearly. Like, we have a good idea of who's on the team. Still want to see Jared Wiley get a few more snaps. Want to see Breshad Smith actually get featured in the offense because they didn't really do that last week. And I would say, like, can they put Ashton Gelati on the field more so that you can see what his, true package is, I guess, what his full complement is? Because you're going to probably use that guy quite a bit during the regular season in that pass rushing rotation. So it's just a few things, not too big, but just, come out of Seattle healthy. I don't know if we're going to see, Hollywood Brown in that game, but once they finish playing the Seahawks for the starters, both on offense and defense, they can turn their attention to the Chargers and the opening night game in Brazil.
And I'm sorry that I lied to you. You're my fellow UCM mule, but I have one more. What is your guess on a suspension number for Rashee Rice?
By the way, go Mules, go Jennies.
Yeah, right.
God, hopefully I can make it to homecoming this year. I don't know. I flip-flop every day, guys. Every other day I flip-flop. Some days I'm like, four games seems reasonable. Then the next day I wake up and I go, four games is ridiculous. It's got to be six. I know some people have suggested like eight games. That seems a little bit excessive to me, I guess. But I think if you want to set a precedent and if you want to try to send a message to not just Rashee Rice, but other guys in the league, six games seems about appropriate. That's basically a third of the year. As we all know. So right now, my guess will be six games. I think the Chiefs would be thrilled if it was four.
Six seems like a lot, though, dude. Like, it really does to me.
I know. But the thing is, like, maybe this is a different NFL. And maybe Roger Goodell is getting what's the word I'm trying to look for? It's not the one in my head. Maybe he's getting a little bit more lenient. There you go. Maybe Roger Goodell's getting a little more lenient in his years as commissioner, but it's on video, dude. I mean, yeah. You go both ways. Like, he acknowledged that he made a mistake. He clearly fled the scene of the crime. He has not done anything since, and he is a first-time offender. So, again, that's all in, like, the four-game category. Hey, first-time offender, nothing went wrong. Obviously he's gone through the civil suit. Like, no one died. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, buddy, it's on video, and yeah, I appreciate you admitting guilt and admitting fault as early as you did, but I don't care if it's just a first-time offense, man. Like, why are you driving so fast in the broad daylight? Like, what are you doing? So I can see it going both ways. Eight games seems excessive. Six games seems what the league used to be, 5 years ago.
Right.
If Roger Goodell wants to be more lenient, then I guess four games because he is a first-time offender. But my best guess right now would be six.
All right, Nate, keep doing the Lord's work, and we'll look out for that article on ESPN later on today, and we'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right, fellas. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nate. Are they going to suspend Myles Garrett for getting pulled over again for doing 160 for the eighth time? Like, literally, he's been pulled over now eight times for speeding. And it was 2 a.m. coming back from their preseason game. 160? Are we going to just let that go?
We shall see. We shall see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you equating the two?
I mean, speeding, doing 100, that's putting people's lives in danger too.
Okay, we got to go to break.
But okay. Yeah. Going 100 miles an hour on the road is endangering the other drivers.
I did not disagree with that.
Okay.
Did not disagree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.